Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our weekly series on the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we'll be discussing a very famous Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This great companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born 23 years after the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 20 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah, who was the son of Mas'ud, is attributed to his mum Umm Abd because she accepted Islam. His father passed away before the advent of Islam. He was amongst those very knowledgeable, pious and close companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He accepted Islam in the very early stages because the Muslims were very weak at the time, and he himself did not belong to one of the famous tribes or the strong tribes. He suffered a lot of persecution and a lot of punishment at the hands of the disbelievers. A very special privilege he had was that he had the opportunity to attend to the needs of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would attend to his needs inside and outside the house. He would accompany our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst on journey and expeditions. And his frequenting the house of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that if a new person came to Medina, he would think that he belonged to the household of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Due to this constant service to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would sometimes be referred to as Sahibus Siwak, meaning the holder of the miswak, or Sahibun Na'lain, holder of the slippers, or Sahibul Wisada, the holder of the pillow. Due to the length of time he had in the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became amongst those Sahaba who had a vast amount of knowledge of the Qur'an and Deen. He had a very special attachment with the Qur'an. And because of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he recommended four Sahaba from whom people should learn the Qur'an, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst them. After our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, during the time of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sent as a teacher of the Qur'an to Kufa, where he continued learning and preaching. During the time of Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was called back during his last days of Khilafah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the age of 60 and is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a great amount of reward for all of his services to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Deen, and give us all the ability to emulate his great companions in every way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.